This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Subhanallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We make a morning prayer together. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namud. وإليك النشور بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه نبيا اللهم إنا نسألك ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutakabbala ya muqallibal qulub sabbit qulubana ala dinik wa ala ta'atik Allahumma adqilna jannatak Allahumma adqilna jannatak Allahumma adqilna jannatak wa jirna minan nar وأجرنا من النار وأجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين Firstly, we always remind ourselves the importance to be grateful, to be thankful to Allah Almighty, the Creator, the protector, the provider for all of us. And we never forget to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the prophets, the messengers of Allah, especially to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their families, the companions of the Prophet, the Sahaba, and those who followed the teaching of the Prophet till the end of time. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen make all of us become a better practicing Muslim and Muslimah in year 2025 onwards, inshallah. Yeah. Firstly, we would like to welcome our special guest from Rawdatul Ilm today, who is with us among all the sisters, and all our student of knowledge, seeker of ilm, who is here with us for years. Alhamdulillah. What is very important, brothers and sisters, is we have to build a strong defense, fortress, to protect our deen and our family. This is the thing that Allah commands every one of us to be alert about. He said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ku anfusakum. Wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe in Allah, we are all believer, save your soul and your family from hellfire. You know there's only two places after we return back to Allah. Jannah and Nar. Only two places. We have to decide which direction we are going. If you want to go to Jannah, you must prepare your way. you follow the way that Allah has shown you, you will end in Jannah. Simple as that. If you decide not to, then you have your choice. You have your freedom to do anything you like. The difference between the Islamic principle of freedom is freedom must be guided. No total absolute freedom to anybody in this world. No country allow anybody to do anything they like. No. There is always law and order, system that everybody have to follow. Either you follow the system from Allah, the divine law, or you follow man-made law. You have no choice. It's part of Sunnatullah that everybody who live on planet Earth have rules for them to follow. We have been blessed, and Allah, who loves us so much, keep on reminding us how to protect yourself. Like how you protect your safety when you're at home, make sure that all your doors, your window is closed before you go to bed. You never expose anything. Even you don't have the intention, but your carelessness will cause a disaster. Because a bad guy is everywhere. Just wait for opportunity. And the best way to protect our iman, brother and sister, is what Allah and the Prophet have said. The Creator, who knows the in and out of everybody, He reminds us that if you have any problem in your life, you face a lot of depression, you distress, always remember, فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرُدُّهُ Come back to me. That is how we solve our problem. Don't follow your feeling. Don't follow what people want you to do. Just follow what Allah wants you to do. And nobody can really know what Allah wants us to do without following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Allah said, فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْآخِرِ If you really believe in Allah, you said you believe in Allah, and Allah said, if you have problem, come back to me, my book, and the teaching of my Prophet. Now we have to ask every one of us, have we been doing this? When you have problem, you reflect, and then you check. What Allah said, what the Prophet want me to do, is that our reference or you still have a lot of your feeling? I know nobody can say I have no feeling. Everybody have feeling. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ None of you can be a true believer حَتَّى يَكُونَ حَوَاهُ تَبَعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ Until you can control your desire, your feeling, and follow what I want you to do. And even Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِكُمُ اللَّهُ يَقْفِرْ لَكُمْ زُنُوبَكُمْ We all are exposed to this ayah. Say to those who believe in Allah and said, I love Allah, you follow my messenger. Follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then I will acknowledge your love and I will love you back. The power of love, I think this is very common to all of us. We forgive one another. We forgive our loved one. We forgive our husband, our wife, even they make something that is shameful, wrong. They have been very disobedient. We keep on forgiving them. That's how we survive. Our child, we give them the best, but they are very disobedient. They keep on doing things that displease us. We still forgive them. Why can we keep on forgiving them? We have feeling, man. You hurt my feeling, Kolas. Cut off. Remarried again. Hurt feeling, cut off again. Remarried again. Do you think that is the best solution? So you will be exposed to more new problem. Yeah. You cannot do that. You have problems, sit down. Discuss. No discussion. I'm the boss, follow me. What can we do? You have chosen a man who said that he's always right. Then you must have extra patience to move on and pray, make dua. All this can happen because of the power of love, because there is still some love inside. If you don't love the person, call us. I'm just waiting. What do you want? Out. Alhamdulillah. No big deal. Life move on. Why must we have problem, headache every day, looking at your face and very upset? Yeah, just example. So that's why Allah said, if you say you love me, you follow my messenger. Today, we are very weak. If we are weak, our children will be weaker. Why we are weak? Because we never take Quran and Sunnah as our guidance. We can learn, we can read, but we never take it as a guidance. And that's why the book, don't be sad that we are focusing in every Wednesday, is trying to help us to revisit our iman. To protect your iman, and the best way is you must learn what Allah said in the Quran, have the right understanding, follow the Sunnah of the Prophet, you are sure to be protected. Because the Prophet have give us this kind of wasiyat. He said, I only leave behind two things. If you keep firm holding to these two, nobody can turn you astray. That is the Book of Allah, the Holy Quran, unchanged. Yeah. The law stay there from the day it was revealed until the end of time. Will never change. The law will not follow you, follow me, follow any authority, no. The law is divine, belong to the Creator, unchanged. Number two is to follow the hadith of the Prophet that is authentic, not just sunnah, sunnah, sunnah. And we don't know what we are talking about. I will share with you about this after this muqaddimah. How confused the ummah today. Because they are not guided from the beginning. When we are young, we are not taught from the school to follow Quran and Sunnah. But we are exposed to the tradition, to the norm, to the extent that committing sins today is normal, no problem. Gossiping, backbiting, corruption, no problem, because everybody is doing it. No big deal. So committing sins today for this ummah, it becomes very, very normal. Big people, big sins, small people, small sins. Yeah, authority to every individual. So corrupted. We don't know what is right, what is wrong today. I share with you these two hadiths, then we will continue. Number one, What month are we in now? The Islamic, the Muslim month? Rajab. When Rajab comes, Alhamdulillah, we all have good spirit. We want to do a lot of things to please Allah. So we start to do extra things. There are people who is telling us, whoever fast one day in the month of Rajab, 1 year of your sin forgiven. Whoever fast 2 days, 2 years of your sin forgiven. Whoever fast for 3 days, 3 years of your sin forgiven, and continuing fasting, the door of Jahannam will be closed. You will never go to Jahannam. Sure to go to paradise. And then they say, أَنَّ فِي جَنَّةِ نَحْرًا يُقَالَهُ Rajab. Indeed, in paradise there is a river that was given the name the river of Rajab. And the water is so pure, more than the milk, so white, and it was so sweet, sweeter than the honey. This is what the people are saying. And whoever fasts just 1 day in this month of Rajab, Allah will give him the opportunity to drink from this river. And she or he will never feel thirst anymore. That hadith is Maudu, false hadith, very popular. Another hadith, Inna Rajab Shahrallah. Rajab is the month of Allah. Sha'ban, the coming month, my month. They said, Prophet Muhammad said that. Ramadan is the month of my ummah. So whoever fasts in the month of Rajab with the right intention, Allah is a must for Allah to bless you. It's a must. It's like Allah have to do that. And Allah is going to give you a reward that nobody can give you. That is Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. وَمَنْ صَامَ مِنْهُ يَوْمَيْنْ فَلَهُ مِنْ آخِرَةً دِعْفَيْنْ. If you fast for 2 days, you get two special rewards. And that's how the reward will continue. And whoever fasts only 3 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a wall between you and hellfire. No more. No more going to hell. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, again, this hadith about Rajab, the month of Allah, Sha'ban, the month of the Prophet, Ramadan, the month of the Ummah, is a false hadith. Maudu. When the hadith is false, you cannot quote this saying anymore. You are misleading the Ummah. You are using the name of the Prophet to say, Sunnah, Prophet Muhammad said, from Anas bin Malik, and this is from Abu Sa'id al-Qudri. People use names. And what did the Prophet say? Man qazziba alayya muta'ammidan falyatawba waqmaq aduhu minan nar. Whoever dare to use my name and lie on me, I didn't say it, they said, I said, you put yourself in hellfire. And what did the Prophet say again? Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rat. Whoever make an act of worship not taught by us, we never do it, we never teach the people, and you do it with the good intention, but will be rejected. It's not up to you what you want to do under the name of Islam. No, Islam belongs to Allah. Anything you want to do under this name, Islam, you must have reference from the Quran, because Islam belongs to Allah. Don't belong to you, my family, the majority, the country, it belongs to Allah. In a deen inna Allah al-Islam. But we are very confused. This is just some sharing, yeah, so that we are aware. But can we fast in Rajab? No problem. You have a general hadith that the Prophet said, you can fast Isnin, Khamis, every Monday, every Thursday. It applies to every month, except Ramadan is the whole month. You can fast Yawmul Abiyat, the white days, 13, 14, 15. Carry on, no problem. Because the general hadith is there that the Prophet encouraged you to fast. Yeah. So the Prophet even said, I personally like to fast Isnin, Khamis, because that is the day all your deeds will be displayed to Allah. And Allah and the Prophet, I like my deeds to be presented to Allah while I am fasting. So Isnin, Khamis, if you want to fast, no problem. Yeah. But to fix first day Rajab, second day you get this reward, third day you get that reward, who give you the authority to say that? But people are saying this now. But people are not aware that this is a false hadith, not from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So brothers and sisters, a lot of things have been going very wrong because the ummah have abandoned the Quran and Sunnah. When you follow the Quran and Sunnah, you feel so safe, so secure. Simple. I check. Is there? Alhamdulillah, I follow. It's not there, I stay away. Simple as that. Nothing to worry about hearsay, daresay. But today, a lot of people, the pressure of the society is very strong. Everybody is saying, okay, you say it not okay, who are you? And then we start to have pressure. No, we are just want to know whether what you want me to do, is this from Islam? If from Islam, Islam belong to Allah, is there any evidence in the book of Allah, the Quran? No. Some people say, sikit-sikit Quran, sikit-sikit Quran. They are not happy if you want to follow the Quran. Okay, I'm not just following Quran only. No, I want to follow the Sunnah because everybody claim Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We are the people of the Sunnah. I also want to follow the Sunnah. Did Prophet Muhammad say, yes, yes, they quote this, they quote this. Then we ask them, in which book of reference? They are not happy. Don't ask, just listen. Our children today is going to ask. You don't just call them to listen. They are going to ask, why I have to do this, Mama? Just do, Mama call you to do. Okay, in front of Mama, she do. In front of Mama, she cover herself. Outside, bye-bye. Tudung, bye-bye. Wheel, bye-bye, semua. She's going to be as modern, as sexy as she like to be. That is my life. At home, I have to follow. Outside, my freedom. What are you going to say? Your son, they don't pray anymore. What are you going to say? Force them to pray, they pray in front of you. After that, they don't pray. This is what is happening. This is what I personally encounter. A lot of children is having this problem. They don't believe anymore. Because they look at what is happening around us and how divided we are and the confusion that we develop among so-called Muslim learned people. The ustaz say this, the ustaz say that. Awam get confused. What this nonsense? You don't find in the Christian this priest say that and then the priest go against you? No. They have peace. The Buddhists also don't have that problem. Only we Muslims have this problem. Every day you go to the media, you get very confused. Where Islam is so clear-cut, Quran, Sunnah, Quran, Sunnah, because we refuse to go back to Quran, Sunnah, we open ourselves to a lot of fitna. Yeah? So may Allah protect all of us, brothers and sisters. And I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters who have been with me, remember one saying of the Prophet that is sure to protect our iman. Iman only can be protected by following Quran Sunnah. Without following Quran Sunnah, You cannot. Then all other idea can just come in and you will entertain, you get confused. But when you have Quran Sunnah, it really protects you. Yeah? And that's why people don't like you to follow Quran Sunnah. Because they know when you follow Quran Sunnah, they cannot influence you, they cannot corrupt you anymore. And now there are videos going around, they say, you know, this Habib is not just any Habib. You know, when he visits the grave of the Prophet suddenly wake up and hold his hand and kiss his hand. He is so, so pious, so holy that the Prophet who have passed away, when he going to visit his grave, the Prophet wake up and stretch his hand and pull his hand and kiss his hand. No, anybody can say anything. Do you want to believe? To me, I say, what a drama. Why you use to that level? Why you put your level so high to the level that the Prophet kiss your hand? You don't have to do that. You say the king kiss my hand, okay lah. Prophet who we know is dead 1,000 years ago, and now he said, the Prophet wake up. And the worst thing people can believe. What did Allah say to Prophet Muhammad? Innaka al-mayt, you are going to die. You are going to experience that, like how the early prophet have passed away, and you will also have your ending. Nobody survive forever. Look at the reality. I think majority of the Muslims, we survive longer than the prophet. Prophet passed away when he was how old? 63. If those were 63 more years, those who are 63, you are longer than the prophet. We are 70s, that means we live longer than the prophet. Alhamdulillah. But what is life? If you are not pleasing Allah, you commit sin every day, 2025, new more sins coming in, the latest version of sins, then are you proud? No. So the Prophet said, Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. Rawahu Muslim, in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, whoever develop the love for Allah, you must love Allah above of everything. It's like love the creator more than the creature or the creation. But today we love so many things more than Allah. We love our phone, we love our dress, we love our bag, we love our, you just name it, we love so many things. That's why when something happened to the thing that we love, oh, sakit, painful, very painful. But something happened that we do something displeasing Allah, we don't feel anything. It's normal, saja. So the Prophet said, love Allah more. And you hate, you can hate, you can feel sad for the sake of Allah. Somebody don't pray. Do you feel happy? You cannot feel happy. Okay lah, no problem. You feel sad for them. Abghada lillah. You love for the sake of Allah, you hate for the sake of Allah, you give for the sake of Allah, you don't give for the sake of Allah. The Prophet said, your iman is good. faqadis takmalal iman. Iman perfect. Sound iman, strong iman. Now let us continue what is written here. Today, if I'm not in page what, 20? Okay, you go to 200, to page 212. My book. 209? Strange, eh? We have the same book, but the subjects seem to have as different pages. This is just a reminder, sharing about what happened to the people before all of us. In the span of 1 year, in 1 year, 8 of Abu Suhaib al-Hathali's son died during a virus, a plague. What do you think he would say as a father to us? Why me? Why my children? To us normally, what is happening? But he kept his faith strong, was resigned and submit to Allah's qadar by saying, patient will I show to those who rejoined in my pain. I will not shake or tremble with the vicissitudes of time when death looms and bear its claws. No charm or trick can ward it off. He accept qadar. The meaning is, he just accept qadar. Like what the Prophet have said in other hadiths, ajab, unique the believer's character. When something bad happened to them, they have patience. Sabr, Allah reward them. When something good happened to them, they are grateful. Shukr, Allah reward them again. Everything happened to the life of a believer is always good for the believer because they accept the qadar. And what do? They will just say, Qadr Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. That's how we respond. Anything happens, say, Qadr Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. Allah the Almighty, He do whatever He like. Everything belong to Him. We belong to Him. Our eye belong to Him. Our ear belong. Every single thing that we have belong to Allah. He do whatever He like. So when you have that kind of faith, it will never make you facing any depression. You'll be sad for a while, being human. Somebody you love pass away. Do you feel sad? Of course you feel sad, being human. If you don't feel sad, you are inhuman. Even our Prophet, when his last son passed away, Ibrahim, he shed tears. It's okay. But you don't really and get out of control. You must feel for every calamity. Now, what happened in Gaza, and they keep on killing innocent children, they don't feel anything. It's a shame. They are no human. We are not dealing with human anymore. And it's true. They themselves say that we are inhuman. We are not full human, half human. So they can kill you. That's why they treat the people, the Palestinians, like that. Because they are inhuman. For human like normal people, you cannot accept it. Why do you kill these people? Innocent children, elderly people, what's wrong have they done? You have the right to live and kill, and we have the right to die. Is that the law? What is happening? And you have the big brother, so-called, the most powerful people in the country, is saying that, we support Zionists 100%. They have the right to defend themselves, and we don't have the right to defend ourselves. Can you imagine? We feel for that, but what happened lately, I think everybody has been exposed to. What happened in Gaza, they destroyed, and what happened in Los Angeles? Have you seen some of it? We don't know if it's true or not. But there, so the media said, Allah sent a wildfire. If it's true, Qadrullah wa Masha. You play with fire, the fire will come back to you. You don't think that you can do anything you like. You just have to wait for your time to come. If that is what you want. Yeah. Even the non-Muslim, when I talk to them, the Buddhists, they say, this is what karma is. And they also believe in qadar. Qadar and qadar is karma. You do this to other people, you send all your firepower there to destroy the country. Now Allah send another kind of fire. Real fire. Yeah. So, no calamity in the Quran in Surah 64, verse 11, befall, but with the leaf that Allah know what is the best, what is preordained, qadar, taqdir. Nothing can happen to you and me because we want it to happen now. You can plan, but if Allah said this is going to happen, that is going to happen. But you should plan, do your homework. It's our duty, but as a believer, once you have done your homework, you hope for the best, whatever happened, alhamdulillah. Accept and move on. Yeah, you can feel sad for a while, after that, life move on. Yeah. I give you one simple example, people are not aware. If somebody you love so much, your children pass away, you should die earlier than them because you are 70, 80, they are 40. Why must they die? Suddenly, they return back to Allah earlier than you. Do you feel sad? Of course. You never expect your younger children, yeah, suddenly it's no more. So what should you do? Of course, you must prepare. Make sure that how sad you are, you don't miss the prayer, janazah prayer. Somebody is too sad, they cannot pray. That is very, very wrong. That is what he needs from you, your prayer. You leave it to other people to pray and you excuse yourself. Too busy, too sad, too depressed. And you have other sibling who is going to carry his body down to the graveyard. Do you know what you must check? Do you know what you must do when you want somebody to go into the grave and carry the dead body down? A lot of people don't know what to do. Just let it happen, anybody can go down. Anybody want to go down, of course, the best is the family members. Let them feel. Now your brother was there with you playing, now he's no more. Now you have to go down to the grave and you got to fetch and carry his body down. How do you feel? One day you're going down too. But did anybody ask? Normally if I is been informed, say, can I help and make the arrangement? Anybody who want to go down to the grave, I ask them, are you married? Not married. Okay. Married? Not married. Okay. Married? Yes. Okay. I whisper to him, not in front of the public, of course. Last night, do you have any intimacy with your wife? Because nobody knows who is going to die, when he's going to die. Oh, say, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you whisper silently, they will say to you. If you go and ask them openly, they'll be shy to say, yes. Then everybody know, ah, oh, semalam, good time, ah. No. You whisper, say, do you have any intimacy? Yes. Okay. Please, you don't go down, okay? We get another person. We replace with other people. Who do that? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. He will never let anybody to go down until he checked. Any one of you who have intimacy last night, if you have, there's nothing wrong for you to have intimacy as your wife. But today, you cannot go down. Replace with other. You have last week, no problem. Last night. Yeah, because intimacy is a very, you know, happy moment. Where death is just the opposite. Yeah. Who asked now? Nobody asked. Nobody bother about this anymore. And do you know that when those who are up, when the body is down, they make adjustment so the face will face Qibla. You need extra soil. Yeah, then you must grab. You can even mold it and then pass it down to the people. And you say something. The Prophet said, whoever passed this part of soil down, say to the one who received, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Nobody do that. Today, people don't care anymore. The digger of the grave, they are not people who are learned people. They are just workers. They know how to dig on it. They don't know what to say. We, as a Muslim, Allah has shown us the best way. All the SOP have been displayed to us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we fail to understand. Because we don't bother. This is minor. He's going away already. Can you do something that will bring benefit for him? But we don't do. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, lost his eyesight. And he said to himself, this word, if Allah take from me the light of my eyes, my heart remain illuminated. Allahu Akbar. My heart understand and my mind is not perverse. And my tongue is like a blade of an unsheathed sword. Be careful of what you say. When he got blind, he never like us. What happened? Why? Why? Yeah, I hate myself. Start to complain. No. He said, my heart is still enlightened. Some companions have a different feeling. Say, oh Allah, make me blind if I use my eye to look at things that displease you. If I use my eye to look at things that is haram, make me blind. I prefer to be blind. Why? Because I have lesser sin. Because the Prophet did mention that every morning when we wake up, all our body will communicate among themselves, the organ. No, our body have right upon us. The eye, the ear, the nose, the hand, the leg, communicate with each other. Especially to the tongue. The tongue is a very powerful organ. Every morning when we wake up, the hand said, oh tongue, have pity to us. Take care of me. Yeah, the eye, the ear, take care of me. Protect me, save me. Save me from what? save me from hellfire because of you, the tongue, you are going to drag everyone go to hellfire. You are not careful with your word. La tatklujanna namima. La tatklujanna qatta. People who like to gossip, bad bite, slandering will not go to paradise. Can you imagine the powerful of the tongue? How powerful this, they have no bone, nothing, but very, very powerful. He can drag the whole body to hell. And that's why the Prophet also said that every morning when you wake up, your eyes start to commit sins, your ears start to commit sins, your tongue start to commit sin, your hand commits sin because you are touching things that is haram, your leg commits sin bringing you to haram area, and your eye look at haram thing, you like to listen to things that is haram, all these are exposed to sin. So are we all sinners? Yes. That's why Allah wants you to pray, because as-salah ila salah muqaffarat bainahuma. One prayer to the next prayer, all the minor sin will be erased. Allah is showing us the best way. So you become better, better, better. That's how we move on. Yeah. He comforted himself by remembering the many favors of Allah that yet remain for him. After having lost only one of them. This is how the companions feeling. When Allah test them with something, he don't look at what is bad. He look at all the good thing that he have been receiving. He compare, Allah give me so much, he take just one or two, what is one and two? Give you an example. You have give so much to your children. What is there if one thing that they want, you say no? I give you so many things. I send you to school, I buy shoes for you, I buy your garment, all these good things. Suddenly you want to change iPhone 16. I say, you have iPhone 13, I also use iPhone 13, still work well, no problem. No. He get upset now. He's very ungrateful. You should recall what you have. So many things you have compared with other children, and you still complain. All the sisters, do you have enough at home? Your house, do you have enough things? New Year, do you ask for new things? You don't have space anymore to put. But if they want to give you, no problem. But you don't insist, 2025, and then you keep on making virid 2025. Remember, New Year, New Year. You don't have to do that. The year is new, it's okay. It now means you should have everything new. What you have, alhamdulillah, is still working. Yeah. Just example, be grateful. La in shakartum la azidannakum wa in kafartum inna azabi la shadid. The power of shukr, I will increase my blessing. But if you are not grateful and thankful, I will take back one by one. Then you suffer more. During the duration of a single day, Urwa ibn Zubair, may Allah be pleased with him, lost one of his leg and was informed that his son had died. He lost one of his leg and the son passed away. This is how these people before us react. Oh Allah, to you belong all praise. If you have taken away, then you have also given. And if you have tested me with hardship, you have also saved me and cared for me. You have bestowed upon me four limbs and have taken only one away. You have blessed me with 4 sons, you have taken only one. See how they recall the blessing? Just one. I still have so many. Alhamdulillah. See how their reaction is not like us. Anything good, we forget to praise Allah. So, oh, like, because of me, lah. Because I'm very smart one. Yeah. This is me. Nothing to do with Allah. Me. When anything bad, now you pinpoint. Not you anymore. Anything bad, nothing from you. Yeah, from them, lah. They, this, Allah. No. Everything happened for a reason. In chapter 76, verse 12, and their recompense shall be paradise and silken garment because they were patient. You have patience, Allah reward you with paradise. Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Yeah. And when you are in paradise, Allah will give you garments. You make of silk. The silk over there is not like silk from China, from Japan. No. Yeah. You cannot imagine when that silk touch your body, how your body react. You don't know. It's an amazing feeling. What you can feel in Jannah, you cannot compare with the world. Yeah. The sound that you're going to hear, Allahu Akbar. Yeah. The most beautiful sound that you love the most here, that one is always better. Yeah. Chinese New Year is coming very close. You see a lot of oranges, correct? Have you tasted all the orange? No. Some oranges, Allahu Akbar. I just came back from China. Yeah. Friday, I came back, alhamdulillah. Of course, when I'm there, they always try the best to make sure that I have the best. The oranges, Allahu Akbar, like jelly. Juicy, Allahu Akbar. I never taste this kind of orange before. Alhamdulillah. But the orange in Jannah, Allahu Akbar, you cannot compare. The fruit can look the same, but the taste is amazing. Allahu Akbar. So what we should do, just learn how to have patience. That's all. Increase your sabar. Anytime you want to say something, think. If I say this, it's going to benefit me and benefit the listener or not. Be careful of your word. A word is like a bullet. When you say that, oh, minta maaf. Maaf ka, tak maaf ka. You are hurt now. Yeah? And please remember, brothers and sisters, I always remind myself with this reminder of Allah that Allah said, if anybody can say it in front of you, in front of everybody, he don't like you. Yeah? He hate you. He challenge you. He bring you down, humiliate you in front of you and in front of other people. You know what Allah said about these people? Do you remember what Allah said about this kind of people? Allah is telling us, whoever dare to say this thing in front of you, belittle you, humiliate you in front of the people, what is in their heart is double. Not I say, Allah is telling us. He knows what is in the heart of the people we don't know. Anybody who can say things, yeah, that is so bad, in fact, that means what is in your heart is double. He just cannot control anymore. He blasts out. So don't play with this kind of. The best thing for you to do is what? What is the best thing for you to do? No, you can't kill him, then you go to jail. Why you put yourself in trouble? Stay away. Cut him off from your life. You have so many things to think. You still have so many good friends. Just focus on the good. Don't waste your time. Oh, maybe, you know, some friend will say, oh, but he have a good heart. You know, hey, my heart, how good, may be good to you, to me, enough. To me, enough is enough. He can be good to you, no problem. If you experience good thing from him, you can say that, I experience bad thing. He humiliated me in front of my friend. If he mean well, he can talk to me privately. If you know that I am wrong, you are sure that I am wrong, and you want to help me, you can call me to one corner, brother, sister, I'm sorry. Just now, you say this thing, you have done this. Actually, it's very wrong. You must be very careful. I think we will accept, correct? Humbly, oh, terima kasih lah. Thank you for reminding me. But he don't do that. He just want to kill you. This is called character assassination. Memalukan kita. Better you just enough. Don't have any relationships. Correct. You think of Allah, think of the good people, just leave him alone. Now this is how you have to respond. Save yourself. If not, every time you think of them, you got migraine. You cannot sleep. He can sleep very well. But you are suffering. Why you suffer for these people? Is that only one friend you have in the world? No. Just an example. There will be a Q&A later on, inshallah. Yeah. So patience is a very important sifat, yeah, character that we should develop. The following words of consolation have been attributed to the saying of our great Imam Shafi. Let the days bring what they may, and be contented when a decree has come to pass, when the execution of it comes in the land of some nation, neither earth nor sky can prevent it, is his saying. Let the day bring what they may. We don't know what's going to happen. Let it be. We just wait. What is important? Contented when a decree has come to pass. When Allah takdir qada something, you must be contented. Accept it. And move forward. Accept, move forward. But if you don't understand, you have good scholar, check with your scholar. That's why we are all here. We have a lot of services. Ongoing consultation for family issue, children issue, anything. We have ongoing consultation to serve the ummah. Yeah? We know sometimes we get confused, we don't know. When the execution of it come in the land of some nation, when Allah wants something to happen anywhere, nothing can stop. Neither earth nor sky can prevent it. You know that since what happened in Gaza, every Friday khutbah Jumaat, the second khutbah, there is a prayer. And sometimes they do kunut nazila in the second rakaat. Yeah? And what do we ask Allah? First, we ask Allah to guide us. They make us a better person. Secondly, we ask Allah, who is the creator of the heaven and the earth, who control the wind, who control everything. you use your power, O Allah, yeah, to punish the oppressor. Like how they have done to our family, innocent people in Gaza, O Allah, send your wind, move your earth, yeah, so that they can feel. And if we look at what is happening, if it's true, that means Allah is responding to our prayer and the prayer of those who have been oppressed in Gaza. The mother, the father who are screaming out loud. Children, they are innocent, they don't know. But they manage to say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, it's a ni'mah. It's a ni'mah. Not everybody can have that kind of experience. Allah choose a particular nation to reward them with shaheed. And who are these people? Our family, who are known as the Palestinian. It's a wake-up call to all of us. Don't forget the ni'mah that Allah gives you, and always prepare to feel for each other. Knowledge without experience is just like a tree without fruits. You have a tree, you have leaf, but no fruit. It won't benefit other people. So every knowledge that we learn, after that we must reflect, what do I benefit from this knowledge? What do I remember? Is there a difference between people of knowledge and people who don't have knowledge? No. Allah said, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي أَلَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Is there a difference between people who learn and people who don't learn? There's a big difference. You have knowledge, they don't have knowledge. They don't know what to do. You must know what to do. You must be positive, be creative, be constructive, move forward. Because we have knowledge. I will end by saying, please understand what is pure knowledge. Not just any knowledge. Because when you want to seek knowledge, what did the Prophet say to us? Ask Allah, Allahumma zidni ilman nafi'a wa a'unzu bika min ilm la yanfa'u. Oh Allah, increase in me knowledge that benefit me, not knowledge that do not benefit me. There are two types of knowledge. Knowledge that benefit you, knowledge that do not benefit you. There are two types of rains that Allah sent. One rain that benefit you. That's why when there is rain, we quickly ask, oh Allah, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Oh Allah, send down rain that benefit us. Because the earth needs water. The tree, the plant, the green need water. No water, we all suffer too. But if too much of water, you experience flood. And it's going to bring a lot of destruction. So always remember, ilmu nafi', pure knowledge, uncorrupted knowledge, not hearsay, daysay, is called Allah in his book, Al-Quran, and called Rasulullah in the hadith sahih. That is the knowledge that we want to learn. Not hearsay, pandangan, pendapat. No. When you go to pandangan, pendapat, there is the beginning of your problem. Anything people say, ada pandangan, pendapat, opinion, stay away. Stop there. No need to argue. If the person always want to say, kala, kilak, you know that is not the place for you to seek knowledge. You want he to quote what Allah said, what the Prophet said. Alhamdulillah. And what the Khulafa Rashidin have shown us, the Sahaba, because they are the best generation. What did the Prophet say? Qarnas qarni thumma lazina lunahum thumma lazina yalunahum. The best period, the best people, the people live in my time, the Sahaba. Then the next generation, Tabi'in. and the next generation tabi'in. I end with this knowledge important. When you talk about hadith, hadith can be sahih when the hadith is marfu. Marfu. Marfu means the hadith, it linked to Prophet Muhammad. The sanad continue until Prophet Muhammad. But if people say a hadith, a saying, but it just reached the companion, Abu Bakr, Umar, stop there, without quoting the Prophet's name, this is called what? First is marfu. This is what? Mawquf. 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 Q-U-F. M-A-U-Q-U-F. Mawquf. Mawquf means the saying only and to the companions. So it's mawquf. Marfu, it go until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? This is just some foundation to understand. Is this hadith marfu? Then sure, you reach the Prophet. It just ended the time the companion. Then it's a hadith, but the hadith is known as mawquf. It stopped there. Now we open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Any question from the jama'ah?
Assalamualaikum, Dato'.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I want to ask something which is, this is, I've been giving this a thought, but it is something which is very conceptual, right? When we die, our ruh, our soul is being detached from the body.
Okay.
So we are preparing ourselves for that, what they call
the
it?
Journey.
The journey. As far as our body, our physical attributes, mm-hmm. with soul, do you consider to be merged, combined, or individual? In the sense that when we go traveling or even when we come for classes, we want to do some physical activities, we have to prepare. Our body has got to be very strong, fresh, right?
Of course.
When we meet Allah, when we meet Allah Ta'ala, okay. Can we have a conceptual thing that our soul and our iman has got to be very fresh, I mean, very strong. When we reach the, it must be at the peak, if you want to be safe, in other words,
no,
right?
No.
So my question is, as time goes by, as we grow older, we may be sick,
yeah.
Our physical attributes,
physical body, yeah.
getting less. Technically, our prayers will not be as good as maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
Our concentration, you have a kidney, focus, you have a cancer on a hospital bed, for example. So your mind is a bit... Does it mean our quality of our iman at that particular time, which is very crucial because we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has deteriorated or diluted?
Okay.
And how do we maintain, okay, I don't mind, I have a weak physical attributes, but my iman is getting stronger to meet Allah. Getting fresher and fresher.
Okay.
So how do we complement that? Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Very interesting question. That is the reality of life. As you age, things is going to change. Look at the mercy of Allah. Number one, Allah have warned us. He remind us. He said, "Waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin." Every one of us must look into yourself. What have you prepared for your departure? Like when you want to travel, you have your checklist, can? What to bring? Medicine, clothing, everything. So we know we are going to return back to Allah. So Allah always said, "Look into yourself, what have you prepared for your departure, your tomorrow? Number one. Then Allah said, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusa. I will never burden anybody except what they can. And Allah said again, Fattaqullah mastata'tum. Anything you want to do for me, do your level best. If that is your level, when you are sick, you are not well, bedridden, that is the only thing, but you never forget him. He values that more than when you are well. Because when you're well, there's no reason. But when you are not well, you also still try, and that pleases him more. To us, my quality of prayer cannot be like that before. Because my pain, I want to finish fast, but you never give up hope. What did Allah say? Don't give up hope in me. My mercy is overwhelming. Just do your best. That is what you want. No, no. Don't worry about that. I know sometimes they be say, you're called. Do your level best. Simple as that. That's why Islam is a very simple religion. Practical. You know? It never burden us. He never burdened. He said, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. I never make my religion difficult. Why you make it so difficult? You see, you compare with other countries, if you go, even their non-Muslim country, you feel so easy to practice your religion. It's so easy to follow Quran and Sunnah. No issue ever. No problem at all. But can you imagine sometimes you live in a country when you want to say Quran Sunnah, you have problem. People want to control your prayer. People who don't pray, you don't think about them. People who are praying, you go and disturb them. People who don't learn, you don't bother. People who are learning, you want to create problems. You see, just the opposite. But what can you do? Your level best. You don't worry. The important thing, we don't disconnect ourselves with Allah. Whatever happened, don't ever disconnect with Allah. That's all. At the point of time is that you have hundreds of thousand dollars, but you can give only 10,000. Is that good? Is that good? Good. Alhamdulillah. Better than those who don't give. Better than those who give only 1,000. Or give 100. We have 100,000. You give. But now you don't have, you have only 10 ringgit. But you are prepared to give 1 ringgit. Which one is better? Which one have more value? You don't underestimate the number. Just one digit here. Have more value to Allah compared with this one, 3 unit digit, but he got extra. This one have more value to Allah. It's not the number, it's how you feel, what you can do. Allahu Akbar. That's why what did Allah say? Allazina yazkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim. Whoever remember Allah while standing, you can't sitting, you can't lying down. No problem. Allah accept. And something Allah value, because when you are tested, you never forget him. You have more reward from Allah. Don't worry. Yeah? Don't underestimate the mercy of Allah. Don't compare how Allah value us than how people value us. Very different. After you reach 70, pension, I'm still okay, no, I can't work. Your age. Why you limit my age? I'm still fit, I still can do everything. but they want new blood without experience. You should honor the veteran as long as they can serve, let them serve. And you get the new blood for them to train because they have experience. The new one don't have experience. The new one now no more eye and eye contact. The oldie have eye and eye contact. The new one, those contact with phones. Yeah. They don't see you anymore. You also feel very hurt. Hey, I'm talking to you. Okay. I want you to talk to me. Just an example. May Allah bless us. Yeah? I mean, good question, Alhamdulillah. I hope you understand. Last question from the sisters. Now. Double means the hatred, the dislike in him to you. Berarti jangan main-main lah. You jangan ada prasangka, oh itu mulut saja, hati dia masih baik. This is our way of coming down, you know. One, they can say this openly in front of you to show they don't like you. Then what is hidden in your heart is double. They really don't like you. Senang saja. Ini Allah yang bagi tahu. Allah is the one who inform. When you have this kind of people, now, sudah. Don't have to waste your time thinking of them. And somebody can whisper, actually, dia hati baik orang ini. Mungkin baik with you, not with me. Yeah, maybe he's good with you, but not with me. So, I learn a lesson. If saya tak ambil ini berat lagi, I don't take it as a reminder from Allah, I will put myself into more problem. Then one day say, tak malu. I've said to her, I said to him, he still what, tak tahu. Tak malu ke? Memanglah malu. Now, I have been teaching for more than 40 years. Yeah, locally, yeah, overseas, everywhere, with all races, all level of society. Yeah. I've experienced a lot of things too. Good one, the best one, the worst kind. It's a good reminder. Then I reflect what Allah said. Wow. See, Allah have keep on warning us, reminding us how to move on. Be careful, be careful. You must know who is your friend, who is your enemy, and who is the hypocrite. The worst is the hypocrite. Depan lain, belakang lain. When Allah show you that sign, because you learn, you always read the book of Allah, and you always reflect, when the sign appear, jangan ambil ringan. I will save myself. Ku anfusakum. Anybody want to handle with him, go. Me, tak payah. Senang kan? Easy tak? Atau susah? Senang saja. Itu penyakit. You don't try to entertain. Actually, no lah. Who knows better than Allah? Allah kata, if a person dare to say everything in front of you, what is hidden in your heart is double. Ini Allah is telling us. He cannot be wrong. Allah the all-seeing, all-knowing. These people are waiting for the right time to destroy you, say. And you allow them to keep on destroying you. Cukup. There's a saying, kan, once bitten, twice. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. That's why when they ask about How do I address you? I'm an HSY. I'm a shy person. Yeah? Alhamdulillah. Yeah? So may Allah bless us. You have one question, sister? Okay, never mind. We entertain again. Last one, please. Okay. So that I can hear you better.
In our religion,
okay,
katanya tidak ada karma.
Karma, takdir
karma,
lah.
Takdir, yeah. Because I heard you mention karma and the word the qada and qadar. So can you just give me some clarification there? Because I'm told that no such thing as karma.
Okay.
Kan? Cuma mungkin religion lain, especially Hindu.
The karma is a term used by the Buddhists and the Hindus too. It so happened that the people who believe in whatever God they believe, they do believe in qada and qadar. Our term means qada and qadar. Their term is karma. Yeah, macam the Buddhists always say sukha, dukkha. That is their teaching, based on sukha, dukkha. Yeah, translate to Bahasa Melayu, suka duka. It's a Sanskrit word. Translate to Arabic, bashiran wa nazira. Value is the same, only new terms, new name. So for them, karma, for us, is qada and qadar. It's the same, but only new terms. You use your term, we use our term, but the meaning is the same. Clear? Yeah. Hanya setengah orang tak biasa, nak samakan pula. No. Yeah. It's a matter of kalimah berbeza. Orang English panggil apa qada dan qadar? Predestination, what is being ordained, bahasa saja, makna sama. So kita, sometimes because we are not exposed to it, we get confused. But it's the same thing. So kadang-kadang that's why we want to expose this, so we know there's some common value we share together. Only you use new name, another name, based on the language, different language, but meaning is the same. Even the Chinese have their karma. That's why Chinese always do a lot of good things also. Yeah, banyak sedekah juga. Because they know when you do so many good things, then you get reward there. That's why Chinese kalau mati, what do? They bakar. Bakar apa? Bakar duit. But not the real money lah. They have special money currency untuk sana. They bakar. And what they bakar again? If they have more, they build a house. Not the real house, a bamboo. Yeah? And then they also burn a car. Silap pula, car ada, driver tak ada. Because the person who died don't know how to drive, tak ada license pun. Teringat. Have to send another driver. They burn. Why do they do this? They believe that after they burn all these things, transaction start. Sana terima. Dia tahu there is also some mini market, hypermarket. They go shopping. If you don't send money, they're miskin. Why they do that? Because they believe there is life after death. In their own way. Ours are different, alhamdulillah. So may Allah help us, may Allah guide us, brothers and sisters. Few things I like to also remind all our sisters who are here. In Al-Qadim, we organize academic tajweed classes here. And the first intake for year 2025 start on 26 January. Yeah, and the grouping. Yeah? And selalu the class start at 2:30 to 4 p.m. every Sunday. For people who have the interest, you can communicate with us. And also we have another classes for sisters only, girls, we call Honesty. From 19 January, we start from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 14 years old. We have all these activities here for the younger girls. So they can learn a lot of things, get to know the Prophet, get to know all the important things about the history of Islam, so they can relate in their life, inshallah. These are two things that we like to share with you. And this 19, inshallah, is our perfecting my salat course. Every month we organize, and this 19 will be the first one for year 2025. So whoever have been with us, alhamdulillah, whoever have not been with us, we highly recommend, because this is a very important course. It's about revisiting the foundation, and we focus on the basic, very basic, about what is the hukum of Islam, what is halal, haram, makruh, mubah, and wajib, sunnah, and the different meaning of sunnah, qawli, fi'li, takril, sunnah adat, sunnah ibadat, sunnah khas, sunnah am, so that everybody have the right understanding about what is the basic teaching of Islam, that you will be strong, it can protect you from all other saying, opinion, and can protect our children. So they feel good when they learn the basic foundation, they feel strong. They know their religion is so solid, it covers all aspects. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? So please look into all the program that we have, and it's good to participate so that we can prepare ourselves better to help the coming generation. We just finished our youth camp. We have about 400 participants from 10 countries. Yeah, every year we organize this. Yeah, and alhamdulillah, from time to time, all the children become a better children. Yeah, after the camp, we teach them to overcome a lot of difficulty in life, how to move on, how to be positive, not all the comfort that they enjoy at home only. I want the children to be tough, to be ready to face the real world. And last 2 years, we have topic, the battle within, how to improve ourselves from inside. Then another year, we said, the battle begin, now the battle begin. Then the battle continue, and the coming of Dajjal. That was the one we finished last month, December. Then the battle continue again. So that everybody are alert that we have to prepare for the worst to come, because the worst is coming. We cannot take things lightly. The children need reminder. They need coaches, guidance, before they will fail. We are worried our children will have difficult time if you don't prepare them from now. So inshallah, after this, they will show you a short video, especially for those who have been, just came to visit us today, to understand us better, and then we will have some discussion later on, inshallah. Yeah? I end. You present the video now? Okay, so I'll take leave first. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.